Mary told the musicians to start playing, so I'd get up here and start this thing, I think. We thank you for choosing to worship with us today. I'd like to extend a special welcome to our guests and everyone else in attendance. Invite you to notice the pew pads, which are located at the end of your pew. We invite members and guests alike to take those, jot your information down, pass it to the next person. We just want to get a record of your attendance. Once you finish, we ask you to please pass them back to the center aisle so they can be picked up later on following the service. We don't want to embarrass you. We just want to get a record of your attendance today and thank you for worshiping with us. If you notice in your bulletin, we do have the in-gathering for our White Christmas. Our White Christmas gifts, for some of you that don't know, are ways we collect things for food for needy families for Christmas. Each Sunday school class collects a different item. We compile them all together, and then we pass them out later on in the week. And we invite the Sunday school class representative to bring those items down front, place them at the manger during our first hymn. I believe that is hymn number 76 this morning. And so please take note of that. Also, you'll notice our candles lit behind me for our Lottie Moon Christmas offering. We have a goal of collecting $17,500. To this point so far, we have collected $12,222, so we're well on our way to our goal. We will be collecting that money through the end of the month, and so let's be sure to chip in to reach our Lottie Moon Christmas offering goal. Also, a special note for families. Tonight, we will have a family game night. It's going to be dodgeball at 6 p.m. in the gym. Some kids have already been talking trash to me this morning about they're going to hit me. So I invite anybody that wants to come out and hit the little children with safe foam dodgeballs. Please come join me tonight at 6 o'clock. I promise it is totally safe and I will be hitting all the little children. So please come so I'm not the only one arrested. It is a great time together. We do have multi-generations interacting together through recreation. 6 o'clock tonight in the gym. Next Sunday is Christmas Eve. If you haven't started Christmas shopping, you might want to jump on that this week. But we do have a couple of different schedules next week. Our worship service will be at 11 o'clock in here corporately together, and then we'll gather again at 5 p.m. for our annual Christmas Eve service. Our ushers are now going to return down the aisle, and if you're a guest with us this morning, we just want to say thank you for worshiping with us today. They have a packet of information when they pass you back down the aisle they would like to give you. If you would just slip up your hand, inside of that packet of information is a letter from our pastor just welcoming you to the church and telling you a little bit more about him and how we do things here. Also inside is a church newsletter. A church newsletter is called The Highlights, and it'll just let you know how we do things here at College Park, and just want to thank you for worshiping with us today. It's a great day to be in God's house, and as we begin our worship service today, I invite the Benfer family to come and light our Advent wreath.
This morning's Old Testament reading comes from the book of Isaiah, chapter 12. In that day you will say, I will praise you, Lord. Although you were angry with me, your anger has turned away, and you have comforted me. Surely God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. The Lord himself, is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation. With joy you will draw near, or with joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation. In that day you will say, give praise to the Lord. Proclaim his name. Make known among the nations what he has done, and proclaim that his name is exalted. Sing to the Lord, for he has done glorious things. Let this be known to all the world. Shout aloud and sing for joy, people of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel among you.
The New Testament reading comes from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 24. Rejoice always, pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Do not quench the Spirit. Do not treat prophecy with contempt, but test them all. Hold on to what is good. Reject every kind of evil. May God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it. Today we light the candle of joy.
Would you join me in prayer? Father, we gather today to worship you, Father, our choir is going to lead us in a cantata. And they're going to use the gifts that you've given them to sing praises to your name. Father, while they sing, speak to us, Lord. Speak to them while you're using them to lead us in worship. Tune out the distractions of this world and let us worship you who gave us everything, even his own son. Father, we love you and we pray. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for the joy of today, the joy of knowing Jesus and what he did for each of us. Thank you for the voices singing to you today. May the songs bring glory to you. Thank you for the offering we are about to give. May it be used to your will and have your blessings on the gift and the giver. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Thank you. We gather to tell the story of Emmanuel, God with us. We gather to remember this story, to wait and watch for him to come again, even now. Come, Lord Jesus.
In the beginning, God created human beings to love and be loved. God chose his greatest creation for this, but they did not choose God. Again and again, they turned away, but God did not give up. He kept calling. He kept loving.
The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned.
Though they walked in darkness, the people of God remembered his light. They tried everything to get back to God themselves, but they could not. They cried out in their distress. God heard them. He had a plan. Because they could not get to him, he would go to them himself.
For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called the Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
Thank you.
people of God had walked in darkness so long that they did not remember how to live in his light. So God made a plan to prepare their hearts for him again. He sent an angel to a priest named Zechariah with a message.
The angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you're to call him John. He will bring many of the people of Israel back to the Lord their God. He will go before the Lord in the spirit and power of Elijah to make ready a people prepared for the Lord."
Through John, God prepared the world for himself. John told the people to turn from their darkness. He told them what God was like so they could recognize him when he came.
"Prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight paths for him. Every valley shall be filled in, every mountain and hill made low. The crooked roads shall become straight, the rough ways smooth, and all people will see God's salvation." God would come, but not in the way his people had expected. He did not come as a mighty king or as a mysterious force. He came as a baby born in a woman named Mary.
In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. Her name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you."
God was teaching his people about himself. He does not come with force, but with humility and tenderness. He does not come through human action or will, but by his own perfect plan and love and power. Through Mary, God taught his people how to receive him through grateful surrender.
I am the Lord's servant, Mary responded. May your word to me be fulfilled. God had done it. Jesus, Emmanuel, had come for his people once and for all. Though the world did not know that anything had changed, everything had.
So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger.
Though the world did not yet know the good news, heaven could not contain its joy. The angels were amazed at the beauty of God's plan and depth of his love. An angel announced the good news to some shepherds, and immediately all of heaven was lit up with rejoicing over what God had done.
Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests."
God had come for his people. He showed them how to live with his life. He showed them how to die with his death. And he offered them a new life, a new way, as he rose from his own grave. He did this not just for one moment in history, but for all moments yet to come.
Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. Thank you.
God has come for us. We are the people who have walked in darkness, who have chosen our own path. We are the people who have tried to earn our way back to God and failed. We are the people whom God has never forgotten, never stopped loving, never stopped choosing.
My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. For he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name.
People of God, he came for us. He is coming right this moment. He will come each time we turn to him. He is born into our world every day. And with his arrival, he brings his kingdom right here, right now.
His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. He has performed holy deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones and has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, just as he promised.
Stop in the name.
Come, Lord Jesus, though our world is dark, your light overcomes the darkness. Though we have wandered, your love is steadfast. Though we lose our way, you have made a way. Though our fear is great, your joy is greater.
Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, Christ the Lord.
To all those who have prepared for this morning, from tech to musicians to choir to Mary, you have just not performed a musical. You have prepared us for the coming of the King. And your work has been worth every moment. And we thank you from the bottom of our hearts for preparing us for the joy that is the Christmas season. We thank you very much. Will you pray with me? Our Father, our hearts are full. It is not just the beautiful music and the readings It is your very presence. And for the gift of the Holy Spirit, who has reminded us this morning of the joy of your story, we leave this place singing joy. Thank you for all those who have prepared so long and so hard. They have prepared to show us you, and they did it well because you did it through them. It is in the beauty of this moment that we say thank you. And as we leave this place, we give you all the praise and the glory, ready to go into the world singing joy so that they may seek the Christ child. In Jesus' name that we pray.